Good afternoon, I'm Erin Gottsacker. This is WXPR News. Snowmobile routes and ATV-UTV routes sometimes share the same trail segments in the Vilas County Forest. Recently, that's resulted in a maintenance issue between two recreational groups. Last week, the Snow Eagle Snowmobile Club of Eagle River requested to be in charge of upkeeping the current ATV-UTV trails south of Bowers Dam. But the Landover ATV-UTV Club of Conover doesn't think that's okay. They've maintained those trails for the past 6 years and plan to continue doing so. The Snow Eagle Snowmobile Club already maintains 90 miles of snowmobile trails, but Representative Howard Wolf says their membership voted to become a dual sports club, and now they're looking to do more. Committee Chair Holly Tomlanovich says the county doesn't have the authority to approve the Snow Eagle's request. She urged cooperation between the two groups. Opponents of Michigan's proposed trans sports ban are working to educate people about what they see as its dangers. Mary Sherman explains.
Senate Bill 218 would prohibit trans high school students from playing on teams associated with their sex assigned at birth versus their gender identity. A key concern among the bill's supporters is that trans athletes, particularly those born male who identify as female, would have a competitive advantage. As a transgender youth in Ann Arbor, Eli Herman contends there's no scientific evidence to back up that claim. He notes trans youth already feel shunned by the homophobic culture of sports.
Many trans people just don't want to be a part of that. I don't know any trans people in my school that partake in sports. I'm the only person. So it is not as if very suddenly we're going to see hundreds of trans people.
Some argue measures like SB 218 promote women's rights. However, more than two dozen national women's rights and gender justice organizations publicly support full and equal access in athletics for transgender people. SB 218 has not yet had a committee hearing. Mary Sherman reporting.
Also in Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has vowed to keep pushing the White House for more COVID-19 vaccines as the state continues to experience a spike in cases. Yesterday, she told CBS's Face the Nation she plans to work with the White House, but wants to do everything she can to get additional vaccine doses. President Joe Biden has said Washington will give Michigan more federal resources to support vaccinations and testing, but not additional vaccines. The state has the highest rate of new coronavirus infections in the United States. It reported 6,900 cases Saturday and 74 more deaths. On Friday, Governor Whitmer urged a two-week suspension of in-person high school classes, all youth sports, and indoor restaurant dining. In Wisconsin, health officials report nearly a quarter of the state's population has completed COVID-19 vaccines. Over 1.4 million people, or about 24% of the state's population, have been completely vaccinated. That means they've either received the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine or two doses of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. But daily case counts have also been on the rise. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services reported more than 500 new cases yesterday and one new death. Since Wisconsin's Supreme Court struck down the state's mask mandate at the end of March, several Northwood schools are making masking optional. That's despite guidance from the state Department of Health Services urging everyone to continue masking in public places. Although the Wisconsin Supreme Court overturned Governor Evers' statewide mask mandate, face coverings are still required at many stores like Aldi, Pick and Save, and Kohl's. One place they're not required, though, several local public schools. Leona, Three Lakes, and Crandon school districts all stopped requiring masks following the state Supreme Court ruling. Now, wearing a face covering in their classrooms is optional. Jennifer West is the communications director for Three Lakes School District. She read a statement the district released on Thursday.
Our Blue Jay return plan referenced the mask wearing in conjunction with that state mandate, which is no longer exist, and therefore mask wearing is no longer mandatory at Three Lakes School District.
The statement says this was one of a number of difficult decisions the district had to make this year.
We are working through these complex issues as a district, and our greatest desire is to have a healthy and happy Blue Jay family as we transition toward a more normal school year in fall of 2021.
But state health officials say Wisconsin isn't ready to return to normal yet. As variants of COVID-19 spread, the state is seeing a rise in positive cases, particularly among people younger than 18 years old. Dr. Ryan Westergaard is the chief medical officer with the DHS Bureau of Communicable Diseases.
I think the idea that because the mask mandate has been taken away, that we should stop asking our people in our community or our businesses or particularly our schools to not wear masks or to not encourage it would be a grave mistake.
Dr. Westergaard says while young people are unlikely to suffer severe complications from COVID, they can still spread the virus to others. That's why, he says, continuing to mask is crucial until more of the population is fully vaccinated. Erin Gottsacker, WXPR News.